this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. I have another Amelia Bedelia, her as a kid, and I'm gonna read it. I've already read this one, so I know what it's about, but of course you don't, unless you have the book. It's called Amelia Bedelia Tries Her Luck. By Herman Parrish. Pictures by Lynn Avril. Amelia Bedelia was getting ready to go to school when... Crash! I'm sorry, Amelia Bedelia, said Amelia Bedelia. Accidents happen, sweetie, said her mother. The important thing is that you're not hurt. At school, Amelia Bedelia told her friends about the accident. You're in trouble, said Clay. Breaking a mirror means 7 years of bad luck. 7 years, said Amelia Bedelia. That's almost my whole life. Even worse, said Rose. Today is Friday the 13th. Bad luck gets doubled today. That's 14 years, said Amelia Bedelia. I'll have bad luck forever. Amelia Bedelia, said Joy. You can change your luck. That's right, said Heather. My dad always says, see a penny, pick it up. All the day you'll have good luck. Amelia Bedelia picked up Penny. Put me down, said Penny. Heather means the penny coin, not penny person. At recess, the whole class tried to help Amelia Bedelia change her luck. They searched for a four-leaf clover, they looked for a lucky horseshoe, and they tried to find a rabbit's foot. The playground didn't have any of those things. I'm sorry, Amelia Bedelia, said Clay. We struck out. You are out of luck. Amelia Bedelia made a plan. If she could not find luck, she would make her own luck. Amelia Bedelia's teacher, Miss Edwards, saw her drawings. She also saw Amelia Bedelia was upset. Are you all right? Asked Miss Edwards. No, I'm all wrong, said Amelia Bedelia. She told Miss Edwards about breaking the mirror and her double bad luck. Amelia Bedelia, said Miss Edwards, today is my lucky day. Friday the 13th is a perfect day to talk about luck. Class listened to lucky and unlucky things. They talked about bad luck and good luck. There were all kinds of questions. Miss Edwards told the class a story. When I was your age, she said, one saying really scared me. It was, step on a crack, break your mother's back. Amelia Bedelia was walking home. Oh, shoot, I missed a page. That's terrible, said Amelia Bedelia. But it isn't true, said Miss Edwards. Just like breaking a mirror isn't bad luck. Breaking a mirror is bad luck, said Clay. It's bad luck for the mirror. Everyone laughed. Amelia Bedelia laughed hardest of all. She felt a lot better. As Amelia Bedelia was walking home, she saw a crack in the sidewalk. Bad luck! Ha! She said. She stepped on the crack. She stepped on every crack she saw. When she spied the biggest one of all, Amelia Bedelia stomped on it. When Amelia Bedelia turned onto a street, she stopped in her tracks. There was an ambulance in front of her house. Amelia Bedelia raced home. Breaking a mirror was an accident, but she had stepped on those cracks on purpose. Mom! Yelled Amelia Bedelia. I didn't mean to break your back. The ambulance was pulling away. Mom! Cried Amelia Bedelia. Mom! Amelia Bedelia, said her mother. I'm with Miss Adams, sweetie. Amelia Bedelia turned around. Her mom was with her neighbor. Her back was fine. Amelia Bedelia ran to her mom. She gave her the biggest, longest, strongest tug ever. "Ouch, honey," said Amelia Bedelia's mother. "Did you want to break my back?" "No, never," said Amelia Bedelia. "You just missed the excitement," said Miss Adams. "I got to ride home in an ambulance after my checkup." "Are you okay?" asked Amelia Bedelia. "I'm fine," said Miss Adams. "Knock on wood." Then Miss Adams knocked 3 times on her porch railing. Tomorrow, Amelia Bedelia would add "knock on wood" to the list her class had made. Today, worrying about luck had worn her out. Amelia Bedelia felt her family had her family and lots of great friends. She also had a fancy gold mirror. It was a gift from Miss Adams. Amelia Bedelia felt like she was the luckiest person in the world. All right. Thank you for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the story.